About the rest of you, but we dropped a rock to his windshield.
Jack the Hole's whip out the folly, la 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 la.
That's it? You bought a bush?
Oh, it only cost a dollar.
That's a dollar bush?
So you gave me to spend.
Where's the change?
I bought a car with it. What do you guys think of my tree, huh?
Cute. Looks like a bush.
What'd you do, steal it off a munchkin?
Oh, I like it. I think it's nice.
Hey, Mr. Feist, you got a few minutes? Hey, look, everybody, I'm sorry I'm late, but Lucille and I, we had to get our inoculations for a trip to Europe next month.
Skip the sleazy details, will you, Carmine? Why'd you call us here?
I want you all to perform in a show I'm putting on Christmas Eve.
Oh, you mean like last year, singing carols at the waterfront?
No. Look, I'm talking about a way of helping people who are not as fortunate as we are.
Who's not as fortunate as we are?
People in a hospital. Now, they call my dance studio, and all my kids are busy Christmas Eve. So, what do you say, huh? You want to help sick people?
Well, we could probably do that.
So. Well, they're really sick, maybe.
Okay, that's great. Now, we could do some kind of act. Mr. DeFazio could be the MC, right?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, all right. You decide what you want to do, and I'll go make the travel arrangements, all right?
Okay. And I got to go now. I got to replace my windshield.
We didn't do it.
Yes, you did.
And you ain't mad about it?
You kidding? Sure, of course not. Wait until you see a truck.
You must be the entertainment for this evening.
Yeah.
Who's in charge here?
Carmine Ragusa, the big Ragusa. Look, the orderly downstairs let us in. There's a couple more of us, but they're out parking the cars.
Oh, well, it's nice to have you. I'm Dr. Pulper, and I'd like to welcome you to our little hospital.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You know, when we were passing the wards, the people look pretty healthy here, huh?
Yeah, well, this isn't a regular hospital. It's a mental hospital.
You mean you keep the geniuses here?
No, you silly little man. It's a psychiatric hospital. You know, the people here have mental health problems. Look, there's no reason to be upset. Those patients are human beings. They've been looking forward to this night for weeks. Now, please don't disappoint them.
What do you think?
Oh, we're here. I don't understand.
We'll stay.
Oh, thank you. You know, actually, when you get right down to it, those patients there are just like you and me.
Shame, Mr. Pulper. Impersonating a doctor again. Now give me back my check.
Oh, come on. Do I have to, really? Please. I was going off really well.
All right.
I fooled you, didn't I?
Go on now.
That man is a patient here?
Yes, he is. Mr. Pulper likes to pretend that he's various members of our staff.
That sounds like fun.
Does it really?
No.
Well, my name is Dr. Grayson.
Yes, well, how do we know that?
Well, you don't. Well, we might as well get busy here. This, obviously, is the stage, and your dressing rooms are out here. Now, I don't anticipate any problems this evening, but if some trouble should crop up, just freeze. Don't move until someone comes to us. We're wasting time if you want to see the dressing rooms.
Oh, we've got
Oh, go Nicole, see the dressing room.
No, not me. I'm going home right now.
Now you're going home?
Yes.
You can't do that. What's the matter with you? You're white as a sheet.
Laverne, I'm frightened of this place and I'm frightened of these people.
So come on.
Oh, no, you remember my Aunt Mary Margaret?
Oh, yeah, sure, the one who tried to build a sailboat on your roof.
That's right.
So,
one day she was a perfectly sane, middle-aged woman. The next day, she was wearing a Kleenex on her head, blowing her nose with her hat. She had problems. They put her in a place just like this one. And when I was a bad little girl, my parents told me they were going to put me in with my Aunt Mary forever.
Well, my parents used to say they would wrap me up in a burlap bag and sell me to the Eskimos.
I'm still here.
Come on, parents say rotten things to kids just to get them to wash their elbows behind their ears.
Right, I'll try.
Oh, come on. Be a good girl. It's a cop now. Hi, officer.
Sergeant. Mr. President?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Pizza Bowl players are proud to present your MC for tonight's show, Mr. Frank DeFazio!
Thank you very much. It's real good to be here. And as Ted Lewis, the great showman, says, is everybody happy? Yeah, that's good. Now, listen, I got a wonderful present, a smoking jacket. No matter how I try, every time I put that smoking jacket in my pipe, the sleeves hang out.
You and look,
and now, a musical number from the Pizza Bowl Band.
Burn, why is this girl staring at me? What are you doing?
Flirting.
Is he sort of cute, huh? His name's Vincent and he's crazy about me.
What's he in here for?
I don't know, but he said he's going to buy me a mink, a Rolls Royce, and a trip to Paris. Stop. I hope I didn't hurt his feelings.
Oh, boy! You make me very nervous when you talk like this. Just tell me one thing.
What?
Behind us, why is this girl giving me this goofy stare? She keeps staring at me.
What are you talking about? No one's staring at you.
Hello, I'm Nurse Pulper.
That's a cute little hat you got there. I had one of them when I was a volunteer nurse once.
Well, I wanted to tell you two, we have a surprise for you later. A real surprise.
Oh, you want to give us a little hint?
No.
I hear my mother calling me.
My mother lives in California.
Moving right along, in person, here they are, Lenny and the Squicktones.
Christmas is a special time for everybody, be they rich or poor, pretty or ugly. So in case any of you are thinking of jumping up here on the stage, remember, we can get pretty ugly.
Ha ha ha!
was Christmas Eve night at the poorhouse, and all of the paupers were there. I stepped in because it was snowing, and snow always screws up my hair.
By the pot-bellied stove sat a pot-bellied man. He spoke with some lumps in his throat. His story was sad, and his diction was bad. And here is the song that he wrote.
I once was the jolliest fat man, with roses in all of my cheeks. I'd load up my sled every Christmas and go on a drunk for 2 weeks.
My friends said they saw me on rooftops and sliding down chimneys at dawn. With my reindeer in hand, I would glide across the land and wake up on somebody's lawn.
One morning my wife left this message: each Christmas I've spent by myself. I'm sick of your stupid traditions, so I've run off to Spain with an elf.
Just then the old man started dying. He screamed, "May the Lord take my soul." We went through his wallet to see who he was. His address read simply,
North Pole.
So the next time you go by the poorhouse, if by the poorhouse you go,
just take off your hat to a dead guy who's fat and whisper a silent ho, ho.
We made up. He gave me a check for $100.
And you took it?
Yeah, it's made out to Tootsie Baby.
Forget about that. Look, see? See, she's staring at me. She's so staring at me.
She just wants to be friendly. Go on, she's lonely. Give her a little smile. Say hello to her. Go ahead. Come on, you could do it. Go ahead.
No, I can't.
Okay. Take it easy. Forget about it. Come on, let's go backstage. It's almost time for us to go on. Oh, hi, Mr. Pulper.
Chef Pulper.
Right.
Here's the guy who brought you the show, Carmine Ragusa.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing a bushel of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Oh, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Oh, giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock.
Here we go! Hey!
horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. A mix and a mingle and a jingle and beat. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock.
Audience, folks, we're going to have you meet two girls who are not professionals, but have been rehearsing a singing and dancing number just for you. How about that? Laverne and Shirley!
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. We'll sing a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow you can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town.
Time for our little surprise.
Is this going to hurt? Who are you now?
I'm me, Mr. Pulper. I thought we'd met before.
No, we did. We met a few times.
Anyway, on behalf of everybody, I just want to thank you for coming here tonight. We loved your show.
Oh, thanks.
You know, most people don't like to come here. They think that we're dangerous just because we have problems. And we do have problems, but that's why we're here, so we can learn how to deal with them.
That's very good, Mr. Pulper. Matter of fact, a lot of our patients here are voluntary, like Mr. Van Horn, for instance. But he's leaving us next week, and he's going back to his business. He's a very big steel tycoon.
Oh, will you call me?
What I'm trying to tell you is that, it gets real lonely around here sometimes. Because people would rather forget about us, especially at Christmas. So, thanks for spending your Christmas Eve with us. And here's the big surprise I was talking about. It's a thank you scroll that we all signed.
Napoleon,
Julius Caesar, Mark, Mary Queen of Scots,
Nancy Drew.
Thank you.
Pulper, give them the right scroll.
I just wanted to show them we still have a sense of humor around here.
We also have another tradition. We all gather around the tree and sing Silent Night. Would you sing it with us?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Sure. Come on, let's go.
Cut up the tree.
Oh. Okay, let's sing. Go ahead. Start us off.
Oh, my God, isn't that a pretty
song? Silent.